Okay, so let's talk about professional learning and how we differentiate it from continuing education or professional development or even something else. Oh, and before we get into deep, let's all agree that no matter the approach, the purpose is to ultimately have a better effect in the classroom. Okay? Professional learning isn't a new idea or topic. However, it is something that has come up lately in my sphere. I guess you would call it a debate as to the idea of what it is we offer here at the Source for Learning and Teachers First. So let's try to differentiate among approaches and then come to a conclusion, shall we? I think the easiest of the three to define is continuing education. A quick look in any online dictionary will tell you that continuing education is a short formal course for part-time adult students. The dictionary will also say that the course is offered by a university or by university extension. So unless the course is offered in conjunction with a university, it really isn't continuing education. This is probably why most continuing education carries the notion of university credit with it. It also makes it easy to differentiate. Continuing education equals a short course plus university credit. An example here might be that George wants to take an endorsement and add it to his teaching license. In order to get that endorsement, he needs to take three courses. So he goes to the university and enrolls in those three courses, which are probably offered by the university's Office of Continuing Education. After these three short courses, George sends in his transcript and adds to his basic teaching license. You go, George. To take a look at professional development, we have to look at the word development. Typically, the person or thing that is developing has little or no say in the series of events that caused it to develop. Let's think about a growing child. Much as we think children say no all the time, a child doesn't get to say, "I don't want to have my eyes learn to track together," or "I don't want to have my fine motor skills get better." This development happens over time as a child is exposed to different things in their environment. Professional development typically is a set of activities or events designed to further develop the teacher's abilities in some way that has been determined by the school or district. It may or may not be what the teacher has in mind, but it is definitely a change that is being required of the teacher. An example here might have a school division that set aside a day for professional development. Administrators and specialists work very hard on making sure they coordinate activities that will inform and teach the teacher about some new strategy or activity they would like to see in classrooms. As a teacher is exposed to these types of sessions over the course of their career, they learn new strategies and hopefully become a better teacher. Professional learning is yet a third type of activity that teachers can engage in with the goal of increasing their knowledge and understanding teaching and learning. Here, the difference is in the word learning, because typically learning puts some onus back on the learner, so that instead of simply having an activity, the learner has an objective as they begin that activity, something they want to learn. Here, teachers are involved in a very different way, since now they take part in setting the objective. The outcomes are more personal, and the activities or practices from which they learn are typically something that the learner wants to adopt long term. The ownership of the objective and the strategies to get there are a game changer. It is much more participative and much less passive. An example of professional learning might see Jane deciding that she wants to learn more about the flipped classroom. She's heard a lot about it, but does not know how to do it or whether or not it's really something she wants to try. So she takes a goal for herself and decides she wants to learn about the flipped classroom. She might read a book. She might go to a Twitter chat. Jane could even go to YouTube and spend the day there. She could go to the Sophia.org website and take a short certification course. And while she's engaged in these activities, Jane is amassing information about the flipped classroom and most likely sharing information and comparing notes with her teacher friends. The idea here is that Jane has decided what she wants to learn, and she's decided what her activities are going to be because she wants to become a better teacher. So of course I'm thinking about teachers first. Looking at these three, I ask myself, what is the closest to what we offer? If we offered continuing education, one of the requirements would be that we work alongside a university. Well, we're not affiliated with a university. It's in the plan, but we're not there yet, so we can't really say we offer continuing education. We do plan a series of activities for teachers, but to my knowledge, no one is required to join our sessions. Now that may be going on out there, but no one's told me about it, So I'm not quite sure that this is professional development per se. If a teacher decides that they want to learn more about using technology and joins the Teachers First community and then completes a number of activities with us, that would be professional learning. So I'm rather inclined to think that what we offer are opportunities for professional learning. But let's hear from you. What do you think we offer? Professional development or professional learning opportunities? Give me an answer in the comments below.